Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Encova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. Today, we have another one of Gene's Q&AD segments. Before we get started here, Gene, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Ben. Thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. It is my pleasure. Our first question today is from Jackie here in Columbus. It looks like Jackie was able to come down to campus and try and attend one of the women's ice hockey games, but was unable to get inside. Jackie wants to know if we would ever have women's ice hockey play at the Shot.
Yeah, Jackie, I'm sorry. You know, we've had that happen to a number of our fans who came to our women's ice hockey contest for, you know, the last four or five contests. We've turned away 300 to 400 people. And right now, we're not looking to play in the Shot. It's just a significant operational issue for them and cavernous, to be quite honest. So hopefully in the near future, we can to begin a plan to try and build a new facility for women's ice hockey that would include our men. And so that's something that we're trying to plan for.
Women's team just keeps plowing through their schedule.
They do.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, we've had that problem with Covelli as well, which with around wrestling and women's volleyball. So really, really blessed to be in an environment where people want to support our teams.
Absolutely. Our next question is from Eric in Centerville. Eric wants to know if you'd like to weigh in on recent stories around high school football recruits being offered very large amounts of money in NIL deals.
Yeah, you know, I it's unfortunate that that's a part of NIL that has emerged. Many of us knew that it was a potential threat, but it's gotten out of hand. Actually, recruiting inducements with NIL is something that's a violation of our NCAA rules, but it's being done. And so hopefully in the future, there will be a way to mitigate that. But I'm not supportive of that. I believe building your NIL program with your current student athletes like we're doing here is important. And the student athletes who are looking at us can see what our student athletes are doing here. So we're hopefully going to continue to build that, but that's a space that's evolved in recruiting inducement that's problematic.
Next question is from Andrew here in Columbus. Andrew's very excited that James Laurinaitis has made his way back to town and wants to know, what does it mean to have Buckeyes like James in the Woody?
Oh, it's great. You know, having someone like James and, you know, Brian Hartline, who've played here and know what it means to be a Buckeye. And actually both of them have worked out in that facility and developed themselves. And so having that history and tradition embedded in them and being here is so important for our current student athletes, but also our staff. And because we bring in different support staff that might be new, but they have an opportunity to share what it means to be a Buckeye. So it's exciting seeing him around. You know, obviously, all of us have watched him play at this level. It's kind of refreshing.
Absolutely. Ronald up in Marion wants to know what you make of the conversations around spring football in the state of Ohio.
Well, I think it's important. You know, having been in, you know, played in as a high school football player in this state, I understand the value and having a chance to go to college and play college football against athletes who had that opportunity to get better in the spring. I hope we end up having it in some form or fashion. I know that there's a concern about its impact on other sports, but I really believe that football student athletes at the high school level should have the ability to continue to develop on the field. And you look at it across the country, it's happening. It's happening in many of the states. So I'm hopeful that over time that platform will be provided in the right way. I think doing your due diligence is great for the Ohio High School Athletic Association. They're doing that. But I really think it would be good for our football players.
Absolutely. Well, that does it for another Q&AD segment here at the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Encova Insurance. If you'd like to ask Gene a question, you can submit one at ohiostatebuckeyes.com. We really appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. Be sure to review the podcast wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Thanks, Ben.